Galnet News Digest, 12th of March 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, it looks likely that Ligong may be destroyed on the same night that Canon plans to light up the galaxy with Guardian beacons. But first, we examine the twinkling remains of trailblazing Titan Tyrannis.
It's more than a week since Titan Tyrannis exploded spectacularly. The Hyades Sector FB-NB7-6 system and 13 other nearby systems continue to be controlled by Thargoids. Although, without a Titan mothership to coordinate activity, it seems likely that it won't take much effort to drive them out when we set our minds to it. For now, commanders are reminded that Thargoid parking attendants will not treat kindly any human ships they find littering their systems. The caustic cloud left by Tyrannis is tantalising. Approach any closer than 125 kilometres and you get turned around rapidly and suffer significant caustic damage. But Vox Galactica correspondent Leon Banerjee has repeated Jade Sanderlin's suggestion from last week that the cloud could soon become less toxic, allowing us to explore the wreck of the Titan and gather telemetrics and possibly even salvage parts of the alien hive ship. There appears to be something sparkling inside the clouds. Perhaps those sparks will lead us to a new understanding of Thargoid technology.
At present, the vast majority of anti-Xeno activity is focused on Titan Ligong. It's barely possible to make progress against the Titan itself, but anti-Xeno squadrons have spent the week isolating Ligong from the systems it controlled and ensuring that its sparasites remain disabled and unable to provide any resupply. Ligong still has 10 controlled systems, which gives it high levels of defence against attack. Consequently, it still has all 8 hearts. It's also using a tactic known as the stuck pineapple yoga position to prevent commanders inflicting further damage. Leaving its heat core exposed once it's been attacked means that no further damage can be inflicted until all commanders have left the maelstrom. By Thursday, it seems likely that Ligong will have 3 or fewer controlled systems, not enough to keep the Titan safe from attack. We've been assured that any new alert systems in the locality will be reclaimed by humanity next week without a fight, if Titan Ligong is defeated. If the plan works, then Ligong's hearts could become vulnerable. In the most optimistic estimates, it's possible that Ligong will be critically damaged 2 weeks to the day after Titan Tyrannis became the first Titan to be removed from the galactic chessboard. Commanders are reminded that they can earn arcs for their contribution to the destruction of each of the 8 hearts, and that if they inflict at least 2 million credits of damage on the heat core in the week leading up to the Titan's destruction, they'll earn decals and other adornments for their favourite anti-Xeno ship. And when the Titan is critically damaged, they're reminded to return 24 hours later to see the dramatic fireworks as Titan Ligong suffers a rapid, scheduled disassembly.
Canon Interstellar is planning its own light show, possibly on the same evening that Titan Ligong explodes. Project Guardian Lighthouse aims to find out what, if anything, happens if all 30-something known Guardian beacons are activated simultaneously. At the very least, 30-something Guardian keys will be created, allowing 30-something new Guardian hybrid fighters to be unlocked. The beacons are activated by gently warming up 3 nodes using a laser. Galnet News Digest can confirm that the beacons remain in their fizzing activated state indefinitely, or until someone scoops up the key. Guardian technology and its ancient sites have long been a source of wonder and speculation. Ancient lore has been recovered, and Guardian technology has proved vital to defeating the Thargoid invasion. Guardian sites are sources of great excitement to those gifted with the ancient art of pareidolia. There are some rumours that Salvation's disembodied consciousness may be hiding in the Guardian's distributed supercomputer. And of course, the hope remains that we may one day encounter more of the Guardian AI than their frankly rather annoying sentinels. Canon plans to activate all the beacons at 20:30 on Saturday the 16th of March. Perhaps the distant flash of the exploding Titan Ligong will be visible even in Guardian space.
And that's this week's colourful and bright and cheerful Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news, so you don't have to.